accounted for. You know, I just was thinking something, ladies and gentlemen, who are on the program with me. That is Roberta Fasanelli and Ken Kessler. I don't want to get too inside baseball here, but if I use my real name, Dudley, that's going to attract more attention for the people who are telling those who are interested in what you're listening to. I think that is something people remember more, don't you think? They remember Dudley more than remember Doug. Maybe that's a reason for me to use the name more, because it's memorable at a point or a time when it's important for people to remember what program they're listening to. How's that for being innocuous, Roberta?
Extremely innocuous spot.
Yeah. So is that a good idea or not?
Well,
history in the making.
Every time I hear Dudley, all I keep thinking of is Dudley Do-Right.
I know. Well, that's because you have a small, narrow mind.
I know, but that's what I remember.
I know, and I think a lot of people remember that. I was told earlier when I was encouraged to use it, remember the actor Dudley Moore?
Yeah.
Nobody made fun of him, right?
This is true.
Huh. What other Dudleys do you know? Famous Dudleys.
None other than you, boss, personally.
There you go. And how famous am I?
You are famous in your own mind.
Yes, there it is. A celebrity. So the big stories today that we're discussing, I'm going to get into all of them. I think it's interesting. We have the story at DougStephan.com that George Zimmerman's wife has had enough.
Bye-bye.
She says the couple lived like gypsies after her husband's release from jail, spending nights in a trailer in the woods so people couldn't get at him. And he's become hyper, he's probably hyper everything, I would guess. Because where can he go? Where can he get a job? What's his life about now? His life is destroyed. Whether it ought to be or not isn't the discussion. But she says, I don't want to do this anymore. So she's filed for divorce. Story is at DougStephan.com. Who, I suppose, could blame her one way or the other. I don't know. I have no feelings for him one way or another, actually. We've got a lot of people wanting to talk about Obama and the summit, the G20 summit. I've decided that the only reason I'm going to play this report is because I want to pronounce the reporter's name. Is that fair, Kenny?
Go right ahead.
All right. This is a story about the G20 summit that we monitored from the English-language Korean news service. Not exactly, well, it's kind of, I suppose it's like Al Jazeera for Korea, right? Is that what this is? Do they want to maybe open it? There are a lot of Koreans in America. And I don't know, you listen, especially in Los Angeles, listen to a couple of Korean stations. There's a little part of town called Koreatown. So anyway, I don't know if I'm pronouncing your name right, but here's the report from the English-language Korean news outlet. The reporter's name, this is in Russia at the G20 summit. Her name is Iho Jinju. How do you like that name? Iho Jinju. You like that? Iho Jinju. She's now, and you'll notice that she doesn't mention Syria. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is Korean news reporter Iho Jinju.
The first session of the G20 Leaders Summit on Thursday was about growth and the world economy. The issue of Washington's plan to scale back its quantitative easing program topped the agenda. In a speech, President Park emphasized the importance of policy coordination among the G20 countries for joint growth. She said if things get difficult for emerging economies, it will make things harder for developed countries as well, as economic conditions in one country can quickly affect another in the current economic climate. President Park called on developed nations to take a more cautious stance in putting an end to their stimulus measures, considering the negative impacts the move will have on emerging markets. Senior Presidential Secretary for Economic Affairs Chu Won-dong told reporters that President Park played a role as what he called a facilitator, trying to bridge the gap between developing and developed nations. President Park also stressed the need to set up a G20 strategy to restore financial stability and welcomed plans to tackle overseas tax avoidance and to develop a global system for tax information exchange, all of which will be included in this year's joint communique. Meanwhile, attention had been drawn as to whether President Park will separately hold talks with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe during the summit. China Canada confirmed that the two shortly met at a reception ahead of a working dinner in the evening. After wrapping up her G20 summit schedule on Friday, President Park is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin, where she is expected to seek support for her North Korea policy, just as she did with U.S. President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping.
Okay. Not exactly exciting, but it was worth a couple of minutes to listen to Ihu Jinju, don't you think?
Uh-huh.
For the first time ever on the Good Day program, reporter Ihu Jinju. I mean, Korean television. Why do I find that intriguing? It tickles me for whatever the reason. I don't know, but it does. That's why I get tickled by strange things. It's including Roberta sometimes. All right, so Friday on the radio, big story today, and it's a quick sort of end of the line for Rochus Misch. Be a good 2020 news quiz question, except I've got a better one for you in a moment. Rochus Misch. He was the last person to see the Führer. He's died. Rochus Misch, the last witness to the Führer's final hours. So the end of the end of the end. And isn't it time we put an end to all of the focus on Hitler, other than what we need to learn from what he did? And are we learning it? I think not. I think we've forgotten the lesson of Hitler and how he came to power. But you're not going to much learn anything from Rochus Misch anymore, because he's hit the road, Jack. Another one, assuming room temperature. We had a lot of that this week. You notice, Roberta? A lot of people died this week. But then the other side of the coin is a lot of births taking place. The economy in America no longer seems to be the deterring factor in keeping couples from having children.
Oh.
Experts say the number of births is increasing, or you could say it another way, the decline in U.S. births, say that half apple fast here, Doug, the decline in U.S. births has slowed down. Another way of saying it is there are more people being born, more babies being born in America than has been the case for about 25 years. And that's because the economy is getting better. People feel like they can afford more children, yada, yada. I don't buy that. I mean, I understand what the story is all about, but I'm really a dead set. I don't know if that's the right terminology. I'm very much against having more than zero population growth.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you reproduce yourself and stop there.
That's it.
Work to stop them.
Right.
Always believe that. Absolutely.
Yes. Otherwise, you get what's going on in India,
yes,
places in the Middle East and Asia, where they have 8, 9, 10 children. What are you going to do? How are you going to feed all those children, especially in a country like India? It's completely irresponsible. There's no education. Look at Africa. The explosion. What a time bomb of all of these babies being born over there. What are they going to do? What are they going to do with them? There's not enough food. There's certainly no jobs. So what's their future going to be like? Very, very strange. I think it's something that we ought to be thinking about a lot more than we are, frankly. Let's think about something that may be better for you, and that is how you take care of your face. Would you like to target especially the puffiness and bags under your eyes? Boy, do I have a product for you. It's called GenuCell. GenuCell stem cell therapy creams to get rid of the puffiness and bags under your eyes. This is brand new technology, ladies and gentlemen. GenuCell is incredibly powerful. It's clinical-grade serum. Actually, so far, interesting how this works. More women are calling. I suppose that's naturally to be the case, right? Women more concerned about their looks than men are. I don't know why that is. Men ought to be concerned about their looks, too. Why wouldn't you want to have your eyes look their best? 800-543-9262. Go direct to the manufacturer. Cut out the middleman. Take advantage of GenuCell, which has all these ingredients that will reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness in just hours. Use it every day, and in a week, you'll be amazed at the improvement. You will be. And if it doesn't work, in 2 weeks, get your money back. That's the guarantee from the folks who are sending GenuCell to you after you call 800-543-9262. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? saying goodbye to puffiness and bags under your eyes, making it happen quickly. And as an extra bonus, when you call 800-543-9262 to order Genucel, you'll get a jar of Esotique face cream for all over your face. That'll come to you free just for trying Genucel. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Dial 800-543-9262. Get the best skin care and the best results or your money back. Nobody's going to chase you around. Do it now. 800-543-9262.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snack. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with the Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time, and say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 8/25 to 9/8.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Sorry, I was just occupying myself watching something that was pretty silly. And that's unfair to you because I can't tell you what it is. I can just tell you it was amusing. Kenny, are we being amused by people describing their love life in a movie title?
Facebook.com? Judge for yourself.
Yeah?
Judge for yourself. Susan says, Gone with the Wind.
Mm-hmm.
Char says, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah.
Patty says, Sharknado. And Leif says, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of
food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Listeners, who is a football fan and comes from a big military family, as it's the beginning of the football season, halftime show, and the video features the West Virginia University Marching Band performing a terrific Armed Forces salute. The audio is great, the video is better. Those of you who support the military will probably have a tingle up and down your spine, maybe goosebumps on your arms, whatever. I am not necessarily rabid about this sort of thing, but I do enjoy this sort of presentation, frankly. And it brings us around to also asking you what our poll question is today at DougStephan.com. What's your favorite fall sport? Is it Major League Baseball coming to an end? Ah, can you imagine? Playoffs, right? World Series next month. NFL beginning, college football, NASCAR, or other items of interest. I was
making
talking to
my reservations for Miami.
What are you going to do in Miami?
Just get out of the cold.
Oh, that's your fall sport. Yeah, I understand. Same as going to California.
Exactly.
I wouldn't mind spending a little time. There's something about Florida that doesn't generally appeal to me, having spent a lot of time there as a kid. I don't know that the energy is cool, but there are a lot of great things going on in Florida. And going to be cold for the most part. And in a morning like today, you wake up and think, it's time. Northeast is pretty chilly this morning. Temperatures in the 50s here. And there was some frost warning that was posted for northern Maine.
Chilly this morning.
Hello. That'll not do the farmers any good. So, the poll every day at DougStephan.com is usually a way of us getting our fingers wrapped around the pulse. Yesterday's poll was a great example of that. How do you expect the new USDA policy allowing processed chicken from China into the U.S., how will that affect you? We had a lot of reaction on Facebook to that. We posted that story. Kenny, what was the outcome in terms of people coming? We encourage you to go. to Doug Steffen, to facebook.com/Good Day Show, and see this article and send it around. A lot of people did that, didn't they?
Yeah, we had almost 1,000 people who saw it, shared it, commented on it, liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not too late. Go by DougSteffen.com if you haven't seen the story about the Chinese chicken, and let your friends and family know about it. Share it on your page.
Yep, share it. How do you expect the new USDA, USDA policy allowing processed chicken from China to affect you? Let's see here. 34% said no effects, said they don't eat chicken. 26% said this is outrageous. I'm contacting my rep. 16% said will definitely change what I order at fast food restaurants. That's probably important. 13% said teach my children to be weaned off of chicken McNuggets. And 12% said I don't think it'll be any worse than fast food restaurants are serving now. That's not the point. You lost the point. Coming up, speaking of China, a lady named Sarah Caldwell, hospitalized with intense migraine headaches. We'll tell you what happened to her and how it's connected to your friends in China, if you have any friends in China. If not, it's still a pretty good story. That's coming up here next on Good Day.
There's nothing better as we head into fall than prowling flea markets. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. If you're on the hunt for an exotic, kitschy, and antique thing, here's advice from a flea market junkie. Maureen Stanton's book is killer stuff and tons of money, seeking history and hidden gems in flea market America. The story takes you into this fascinating subculture where dealers are on the prowl buying stuff from other dealers and then raising the price to sell to you. So how do you spot a gem? If something appears old, that's not good enough. Carry a magnifying glass to get a good look. Does it have signs of wear and crevices where dirt accumulates? Does it smell musty? How does it stack up with the other things the dealer is selling? Take photos and research it on the web on your cell phone. But perhaps the best advice is unless you are counting on making a profit or a good investment, relax and buy what you love. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Conversational mode here on the Good Day program. Friday it is. Roberta Fasanelli joins me, Doug Steffen, or Dudley. If I can get Roberta to drop the Dudley Do-Right stuff.
Ken Kessler. That's what I think of.
Yeah, I know you do. All right, get ready for our 2020 news quiz question. You ready? Everybody ready?
Ready.
All right, ready. Here we go. The foreign minister of Iran did something very unexpectedly this week.
Unexpectedly?
Unexpectedly, he tweeted something. What did he tweet? 888-302-3684. Actually, if you'd like to answer the question on Facebook.com/Good Day Show, you can do that too. Either or is A-OK with me and us. Usins being me. Because, Michael will be worried about the phones when you dial up 888-302-3684. Kenny, as our monitor of social media, will be watching for your answer at Facebook.com. I suppose we could take it to Twitter, too, right? The answer to Twitter as well? Twitter, at Good Day Show? Why not?
Yes, we could.
Okay. So here's the question again. The foreign minister of Iran did something on Twitter this week that was very unexpected. What was it? What did he do? 888-302-3684. Or you can answer the question at Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show. Speaking of that, we are continuing to ask at Facebook to have you describe your love life as a movie title.
Yeah.
We got any other good ones, Kenny, that you want? Or are you too busy doing the other stuff? I don't want to overburden you with...
Just trying to post all the different things in all the different places.
Okay. All right. I'll let you work on that.
Let's see.
Huh?
I've got a few more.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
This is to describe your love life in a movie title. Hayden says Home Alone. Rob says Great Expectations.
Mm-hmm. Home Alone.
Meg says The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Callie says Catch Me If You Can.
Uh-huh.
And Jenny says Beauty and the Beast.
Really? All right, that's good. Cool. Help yourself. Describe your love life in a movie title at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. 888-302-3684. The question we have until 20 before the hour, so about 4 minutes, 2020 News Quiz question. Foreign Minister of Iran did something pretty unexpectedly this week. What did he tweet? And you can answer that at Twitter.com or Facebook.com. It's not Twitter.com. It's just Twitter at Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Sarah Caldwell in the news today, hospitalized for an intense migraine in 2010. She came out with an interesting sound to her voice. Her English accent has been replaced. Was she in a coma? Is that what happened, Kenny? She's been in a coma for a couple of years?
I don't think she went into a coma. The BBC is doing a documentary about this syndrome.
Yep. Yes. Well, what happened, this woman had an English accent because she was English. But when she came out of the migraine, woke up from it, she had a Chinese accent. Huh. So a lot of the doctors were scratching their head. But this is part of a rare neurological condition called foreign accent syndrome, FAS. And apparently this lady is one of 150 different cases that suggests that this is something that could become relevant to those people who have real serious migraines or other problems with their brain, damage to your brain because you got a stroke or some kind of a TIA or a brain injury like a football player might get. In this new documentary, The Woman Who Woke Up Chinese, which aired this week on the BBC, her life with an alien voice proves to be less like an episode of Summer Heights High and more like a nightmare. She said it's been such a horrible thing to go through. You don't even know who you are anymore. It's like being trapped inside of yourself. So I guess my question or suggestion or wonder would be, imagine you being put into this situation.
Right, suddenly waking up and speaking a different language?
Yeah. Wow.
And you can't understand anything and nobody can understand you. And wow.
I think that's really...
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting, isn't it, huh? To contemplate how you might work through that. At any rate, that's the story, one of the many stories that we have at DougStephan.com. As long as we're talking about England, there's another story that Kenny has posted at DougStephan.com. Many of you may or may not have heard this story from yesterday. A massive pileup, a car crash like you wouldn't believe. 8 people seriously hurt. Hard looking at the video and the pictures from this, thinking that nobody got killed because it involved over 100 cars. This pileup occurred on a foggy morning. It was yesterday. This is in Kent, which is sort of north central England, as I remember. The crash had so many cars getting caught in the accident because of a couple of different factors. Poor driving from a couple of drivers that triggered the pileup to begin with, and then very heavy fog that made visibility almost impossible. Witnesses involved in the accident said that this bridge, which connects Kent's mainland with the Isle of Sheppey, was fully covered with this dense fog and made it pretty impossible to see where anybody was going, and thus the massive car crash. Mm. Police officers on the scene said it was nothing less than a miracle that nobody was killed. Dozens of people sustained minor injuries, but you just look at this mess. And it is. It's just a pile of rubble on this bridge. Took them all day to clean it off. Pretty amazing, huh? Pretty amazing. Speaking about amazing, in a moment, the answer to something amazing that the foreign minister of Iran did this week on Twitter. What did he do that was so unexpected? You want to win the swell prize, the 2020 News Quiz prize, swell prizes we have. All you have to do is get up and get to the phone, 888-302-3684 with the answer. One way or another, we'll have the answer in a moment here on Good Day.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood. Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says, talk to me next season. Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sharp. Save $400 on a 50-inch Panasonic 1080p LED TV, only $599.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 9/7/13. See stores at sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The NFL season is right around the corner, and that means it's time for fantasy football. It doesn't matter if you're a rookie or a vet. Yahoo Sports is here to help you win your league. Since 2002, female participation in fantasy football is up nearly 27% each season. Yahoo Sports reporter Melanie Collins is here to show you how you can score big without ever leaving your mobile device.
With the new Yahoo Sports Fantasy app, managers can complete the entire season from their phone or tablet. From mobile drafting to managing your team weekly, it's an easy-to-use platform that'll make sure you never miss anything this fantasy football season. My best tip for new players is to prepare ahead of time. Try doing a mock draft on the app so you're ready and know what to expect for your actual draft. But most important, have fun.
For more information and to be a part of the big game, sign up at fantasysports.yahoo.com. That website again is fantasysports.yahoo.com.
It is a pleasure to be here with you on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Friday morning is a great story. We have, Kenny does a great job of coming up, and so does everybody else. We all sort of contribute with ideas to what gets posted at DougSteffen.com, that's for sure. Kenny does come up with some pretty interesting stories. I don't know, was it me that saw this, or did you see this? The story about the concrete arrows. I think I saw this, and I sent it to you.
Yes, somebody sent that to me.
Yeah, somebody, I have so many people. I get 400 and some odd email a day, and many of the listeners who send this stuff along to me are certainly appreciated, but it just kind of shows how people get involved in what's going on, and they think of things that we know would be interesting, things that you never knew. I had no idea that there was a series of giant concrete arrows that are all over our country and what they meant. This would be another good 2020 news quiz question. If you go to Doug Steffen,
directions to aliens?
No, well, I suppose maybe they could be used, but they were directions for the first pioneer pilots who flew mail across the country. Because there were no, in the 1920s, there was no air traffic control. So what happened, this was actually in the early 1920s, as coast-to-coast air mail service began, the pilots were getting lost. They, you know, it's not like you can land and ask a farmer, where am I and where do I have to, although that's what they did. A lot of them traveled at night, which would have been pretty efficient. Bad weather slowed them down. There are all kinds of problems. But Congress funded the mail, and they wanted there to be air mail from coast to coast. So for those of you who have wondered, as you've traveled across the country every once in a while, you see these really enormous arrow-shaped airmail beacons that are 70 feet long. And what they actually do is trace a route across the country. I am absolutely sure that most people never knew. I didn't know these existed until somebody sent me this story earlier this week. The arrows were painted bright yellow. Everyone was accompanied by a tower about 50 feet in height. At the top of each tower was a powerful gas-powered light. At the bottom of the tower was a shed that held the gas. These arrows were visible from a distance about 10 miles. Each arrow pointed the way toward the next arrow. They were about 3 miles down the landscape. The Postal Museum has the story. The blog claims the towers were 10 miles apart with 40-mile visibility. Okay, so it's 10 miles, 3 miles, whatever it is. But they're all placed in very remote places around the country. That's why you've never seen them. But there's no dispute that this was a way to get the mail delivered across the country. What is in dispute, or not in dispute also, is that the beacons are now all gone, the steel having been used for the war effort in World War II. The arrows remain, the paint's worn off, but what a great tour it would make. I'd love to travel across the country and just find all these arrows, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Wouldn't that be cool?
The arrow tour.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, visit the website, DougStephan.com, and get the story there of these arrows in a great part of Americana. All right, let's answer the 2020 News Quiz question. Nobody figured this out, which I'm kind of surprised because a lot of people on Twitter, I don't know whether you saw this or not, Kenny, whether it went viral on Twitter or not. The foreign minister of Iran did something that some of his colleagues were upset at him about. He went on Twitter and tweeted the following. Happy Rosh Hashanah to our Israeli friends.
Okay.
Foreign minister of Iran tweets, Happy Rosh Hashanah to the Israelis. I'd say that was pretty significant, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Huh?
It shows respect for, you know.
Yeah. I thought
it was a holiday. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. And you wouldn't expect it, given all the rhetoric that comes out of Iran. But there are a lot of people in Iran. The general population doesn't approve of its government any more than we do of ours. And they don't approve of the attitude that the Iranian leadership has toward the Israelis. And maybe it's creeping up higher into the upper echelons of government. So the Iranian foreign minister tweets, Happy Rosh Hashanah to the Israelis. Interesting. 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Football season is here at last, and Walmart has low prices on everything you need for the perfect game-time party, like tasty Deli Mex beef taquitos, Wishbone Ranch dressings, great for dipping, delicious Red Baron classic crust pizzas, and more. Not to mention Walmart's low price guarantee backed by AdMatch. So, keep score of your savings, and keep your party going strong all season long. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Walmart stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
We'll be right back.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Well, this is the theme from Police Academy, and the reason we're highlighting it is because the one of the stars, Michael Winslow, who was the sound effects guy, the one who had a little over made all those noises. We have any audio of that, Michael, someplace? That guy?
Let me see.
If we can mimic him, he's 55 today. When was the first, Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments. Do you remember the year of the first Police Academy movie? Charlie, there were like 8 of them or something, weren't there?
It was, I believe it was 1984.
1984.
Wow.
So was this fellow in all of the Police Academy movies?
Yeah, I believe he was. He also, I believe, was the a relative of Kevin Winslow, the tight end for the San Diego Chargers at the time. The first, you know, the funny thing about that franchise, the first one was rated R, and the 7 sequels were PG.
Mm-hmm.
So the studio changed the tone. But there's been talk for the last few years of rebooting that franchise. I like the original and some of the sequels. It just went on too long.
Yeah, I mean, it was too much of the same sort of silly slapstick stuff. How many times can you tell the same story over and over again? Was Lindsay Nielsen in any of them? Leslie Nielsen?
No.
Any?
No. Well, no. Steve Guttenberg was the main star.
Right.
Sharon Stone made an appearance in, I think, the second one.
Wasn't Bridget Nielsen in a couple of them?
No, no.
Who was the big blonde?
I don't recall. Leslie, I think the name was Leslie Eisenberg. I'm not really.
Really? I thought you looked a lot like what face. All right, Mike, did you find any sound from Michael Winslow?
Not from that movie, no.
All right, okay. Anyway, so that's the story. A little movie music gets started with movie news. Chucker's got the box office entries this week, and we have our movie quiz. We'll have 3 audio clips from a movie that was number one during this week in 1987. I don't think you're going to have to work too hard at this, but we'll see. If you have the answer, you know what the movie is, 888-302-3684 for another swell prize. Let's get at cut number one.
Man, I thought you understood. If I misled you in some way, I apologize. I don't think it's a good idea to talk to each other anymore. Okay? Goodbye.
That pretty much gives it away, doesn't it, Chucker? That voice.
I couldn't hear it well. I need another clip.
All right, let's turn it up. Michael, next clip.
Why are you so hostile? I'm not your enemy.
Yeah, why you want to hurt me?
I'm not trying to hurt you, Dan. I love you.
Now you got a chugger, right?
No, I don't.
Really? All right, last clip.
What am I supposed to do? You won't answer my calls. You change your number. I mean, I'm not going to be ignored.
Come on.
Yeah, no, that's different.
Okay, 888.
Great, great. That is a great movie.
Even Roberta should get this one.
Nah.
Really? 888-302-3684. We don't go to the movies much, and that's the reason. All right, so we'll have the preview of movies coming out this weekend and the answer to what that movie is. I used the title earlier when asked to describe my love life as a movie title. In fact, do you want to go through some of those, Chucker? You might get a kick out of these. Kenny, what do you have? Just give Chucker a couple of examples of the people who have gone to facebook.com/Good Day Show to describe their love life in a movie title.
Darren says, Much Ado About Nothing. Lane says, Help. Yeah. Alistair says, Mission Impossible.
How about Hard Day's Night?
And James says, As Good As It Gets.
Mm-hmm. I like that one. That's wonderful. As Good As It Gets. That's very cool. All right, so you can continue to do that if you want to post it. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. I see in movie news that Sir Ian McKellen is going to become the 255th actor to play Sherlock Holmes. We have that story today
at
DougStephan.com. What do you think of that, Chucker?
He's a great actor. I look forward to seeing this.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes. My God, well, who would have thought there'd been that many people to play that role? All right, what's coming to the box office today?
Just one film opens nationwide, which is Riddick, the third entry in the sci-fi franchise starring actor Vin Diesel. A lot of new movie news, Doug, even though director Roland Emmerich said that Will Smith would not be involved in Independence Day. Reports surfaced yesterday that he's in serious negotiations now to join the sequel, which will most likely come out in 2016 after his summer bomb, After Earth. This is a smart move, and good for fans because an Independence Day 2 done almost 20 years after the
original. Yeah, they got to do Goldblum and him together. They have to do that. There's no way they can.
They have to. It's good business, and they probably got him a little bit cheaper after Earth bomb.
Yeah,
the boss.
Right.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson signing on to star in a big screen version of the 80s TV show The Fall Guy.
Really?
The original show starred Lee Majors.
Huh.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson is one of the hottest properties in the business.
Well, he sure is. He made $54 million last year. God love him.
Yes.
All right. Yep. Nobody figured out the movie, which was Fatal Attraction, Michael Douglas and Glenn Close. Number one movie during this week in 1987. So that wraps that up. It's
a little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.